This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. John Halford, the Penrose funeral homeowner who passed off fake ashes and left scores of bodies to decay, has been sentenced to 40 years in state prison. CPR's Megan Verley reports.
The judge said he wants the sentence to serve as a resounding message to others in the funeral home industry. The sentencing came after hours of emotional testimony from people describing the trauma of learning what had happened to their loved ones' bodies. Halford and his wife owned the Return to Nature Funeral Home, where investigators found nearly 200 decaying bodies. Evidence shows the couple used the money they collected from families to fund a lavish lifestyle. Halford has also been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison, which he'll serve after he leaves state custody. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
New forecasts confirm what many Coloradans already know. The state is in a severe snow drought. Early February had the lowest level of snowpack across the West since 2001. The headwaters of the Colorado River is especially dry. It's received just 2/3 of the usual precipitation since October. States will have until Valentine's Day to reach a deal. Colorado Parks and Wildlife considering a new fee that would charge out-of-state visitors a little more to access state parks. Under the proposal, vehicles with non-Colorado license plates would pay about $5 extra for a daily pass, while residents would continue paying the current rate. The agency says about 10% of daily passes are purchased by non-residents. Added revenue would pay for things like trail maintenance. This is CPR News.